Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is another week, and I am back, and I am here to rant and rave on a very special day. It's on Memorial Day, and people are out barbecuing and enjoying what is left of their freedom. Yes. Not taken away by our soldiers, but by our politicians, our fat cat, bloated bureaucrats, who would rather spend money on illegal immigrants' housing than veterans that they promised to take care of if they took care of us. Yes, sir. That's the good old United States government. Boy, days like today, show they honor the troops. It's too bad the other days of the year they don't care. And they really don't. You think one of them gives a toss about you? You have not studied history. The government only cares about you when they need to get back into their cushy position with the best coverage, better than the veterans, the most days off, better than the veterans, and the most benefit, better than their veterans. Oh, yes, they will make sure that they give you lip service, but they will not give you cash. They will not give you anything that you've really earned. That is the cold, hard reality of America right now. We have gone so far off the rails as to be ridiculous. And you can see it every day in different videos. You can see the absolute contempt the police have for the people they serve. That they speak to you like a dog, and they speak to everyone as they are guilty. You are guilty until proven innocent by them. I see your ID. Have you got anything in your past history? Oh, I ask everybody those questions. So you see everybody as guilty. See, we have gone so far off track in this country. And while veterans sleep in the street, we spend billions in Ukraine, a place that we have absolutely no business. And here we sit, trying to celebrate everybody and thank them for their service so that their politicians could ignore what they swore their lives to defend. Oh, by the way, if you don't do the smoothie breakfast thing in the morning, you're dumb. Well, you're missing something. I get up in the morning, I put blueberries and blackberries and bananas and apples and honey and virgin olive oil. And I blend it all together in my little bullet and I drink it. And it makes me feel fantastic. It's helped with my psoriasis, too. But then that's a natural cure. And we cannot speak of natural cures because people can't make millions off something I can go pack a seed for and grow in my house. They want you on the treadmill. See, this whole charade only functions as long as everybody's willing to stay on the treadmill. And what level the treadmill you're on tells you how much of the work you actually have to do. You get what I'm saying? We're all equal, but we're not. And I don't begrudge the people at the top anything because they just work really, really, really hard, and they know people. Really, it's about who you know a lot. I mean, we said that in the past, and people once understood that. The great equalizer has been the internet, because it has given a voice to those who otherwise would not have a voice. See, back in my day, the big three, ABC, NBC, and CBS, controlled everything because they had the airwaves and there was no other channels. And so they were kingmakers. They were most definitely kingmakers. That's why I'm to get to the level of stardom where everybody knows your name today is much harder than it was back in my day. But there was only three stations. That's right, but once you hit them three stations, you were a king. Once you hit those three stations, you were a celebrity. Now, once you get so many million views, you're a celebrity. You follow me? And so everybody wants to be a celebrity and nobody wants to work because being a celebrity is pretty decent job. But you give up a big end on the other side. That's the other end that most people don't get. And then you see them get it and then they just quit Hollywood. Cameron Diaz, for example. So you see what I'm saying there? It's one of these things where you have to realize there are quite a few paths through life, quite a few paths. And each one will have a different amount of stress and strife. And so that gets into the whole conversation of reincarnation. Because I've had this conversation with many of people that maybe you learn something on each pass. Because you have to admit, and if you can't when you're older, that you're better than when you were younger, then you've done a whole life's worth of work for nothing. You get what I'm saying? That's why these... I'm completely unchanged from the time I was 18 years old. Well, then you just wasted an entire pass through life. You're supposed to learn things along the way. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn things along the way. And then from those things you learned, you are supposed to grow into. And then if you haven't grown and you're exactly the same as you were in your teenage years, you have in fact wasted your entire life and learned not a single thing. I am much different than I was when I was younger. I'm very proud to say that. I am a much better person because of that today. Nobody's perfect. Everybody says that, but nobody hears that when it comes to them. They are perfect. No, I am not. I am far from perfect. But what I know is a lot larger than what I was taught now. It's growing. And I go back to that conversation I've had many times. What you know versus what you've been taught. What you know is the things that you put your hands on, you've seen, you've experienced. That's what you know. What you've been taught is everything else. So if you've been taught one thing and then all of a sudden you see a whole bunch of evidence against it, you'll be reluctant to believe that you were fooled. Many great minds have spoken of this. They have spoken of the fact that we are all on a journey of learning. That's the one thing you can say about life. What's the knowledge you started with is far less than where you are now. But the ability to allow yourself to challenge what you think you know, you get what I'm saying? You got to challenge it. Anything you've been taught can be wrong. Anything you have been taught can be wrong. You get what I'm saying? It's based on the validity of the person who gave it to you, because you can't go prove it yourself. How do we know how far the sun is from the earth? How do you know that? How do you know that fact? No, you're taught that fact. And see, many times over the history of the world, there's have been gigantic paradigm shifts. Because this group of people now knew, based on their observations and their theories. But no man has been to the sun, so no man can accurately say what the distance to the sun is. You can use all the math, but you've been taught the math, and what if the math is wrong? What if the math just conveniently fits that situation? See, the math of 2 plus 2 is 4 is very easy. You can see that. You can put the items on the table. Figuring out the distance to something based on triangulation and things like that, it's very solid science, but there may be something in there that we don't see. There may be something outside of our planet that changes all the rules. Not saying there is, but you have to always consider that possibility, because if you will not accept negative results of tests, you will never be able to prove something's true or not true, because the negative and positive make up the answer. We are way too quick to believe some things. And anything from the government should be considered 1,000,000% suspect. Anything from the government. Anything they say should be you should look at it and look at it and look at it till you can't look at it no more. And when people tell you they know things that they can't possibly know, that's when you go, I'm not listening to you. You can go look at my Facebook page at the beginning of the outbreak of the Rona, the plandemic, and it was planned. The evidence is so... When the evidence finally gets circulated enough to enough people see it, there is going to be I hope. Maybe there won't be enough of us left. But the numbers coming out of Britain and all those 99%, you know, vaccinated places. Well, guess what, folks? They're bad. See, all the conspiracy theories you heard about the vaccine are true. They had to find a way to slip this thing in there, or your body would have said, no way, Jose. But they convinced you, and they forced you, and they scared you, and you gave in. I did not. And I do not regret my choice for the millionth of a second. I knew not to take. I've never taken a vaccine since my youth. Why do you have an immune system? What does a vaccine do? A vaccine triggers your immune system. Well, it used to. It used to. No. What it does now is it gene edits you. Y'all understand that? You will never be the same after that shot. Never. There is nothing you can do that will change it. You can't detox. You can't do anything. There is absolutely 100% nothing you can do. And if you have kids after getting that shot, you will pass it on to your kids. All this is coming out. They lied to you in so many ways. And you took it. And you believed it. And you fell for it because you don't study history. Isn't it kind of coincidental that the Georgia Guidestones were blown up? by someone, something. Isn't that kind of interesting? See, this is the whole thing about they want to tell you something to conspiracy theory. Yeah, I used all these people's opinions about what was going on and figured out for myself what was going on. And I did. And you go way back on my Facebook page and look, I was counting the numbers. I was like, folks, this is nothing. This is nothing. This is nothing. This is a flu season, a really bad flu season. Oh, by the way, the flu season didn't even happen. It just totally disappeared. It did. It just disappeared. And coincidentally, the amount that disappeared magically appeared as the Rona. To which now they've proven the tests were wrong, and the tests were jacked, and the numbers were padded. I mean, the truth, it was obvious to anybody who was watching. There are anecdotal ways you can figure things out. If something's really horrible and going on terribly, you'll see more than one of your friends experience that. They will say something. There'll be many that won't, but many that will. Like when the toilet paper shortage hit and everybody was out there, everybody had a toilet paper post. So you knew everybody was experiencing it. So you knew it was real. But people getting sick with the Rona, I saw more people posting how sick they got from the poison shot. Everybody's like, oh, man, that knocked me out. I missed 2 days from work. Boy, I'm so glad I took that so I could miss a virus that was probably going to make me miss 2 days from work and not gene edit me. Seriously, folks. Seriously. If you're taking something that makes you so ill you've got to miss work, why the hell did you take it? And why the hell did you take a second one? And how did they slip this package into your body? That's the one thing nobody wants to talk about. But it's being shown in lab tests to be true. They encapsulated it in things that were really bad for your body. I'm not going to tell you. Go research. Go research. Go research how they slipped this package past your immune system. Folks, I ain't lying to you. You had better get braced for what's coming. Enjoy this summer like you've never enjoyed any summer in your life. That's my recommendation. Oh, well. I think I'm going to slip a couple commercials in here. So we have that out of our way. I just want you to think. I want you to really take a second and I want you to really think about what I just said. You screwed up. You listened to the government. Oh, well. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Phew, man, that guy needs to take a breath. I'm here on a holiday just for you. I'm here. I don't take days off. I like what I do. I love what I do. I enjoy it. This, to me, is fun. I like to make people think. I don't say, you don't got to agree with me. I had this one moron. He wrote me a letter. I can't even tell which way it is, whether he's for it or against it. I think he's trying to be so sarcastically whatever. If you don't like what I say, prove me wrong, but with facts, not feelings. Seriously, folks. Seriously. See, I really love freedom, but I understand that freedom has to have some sort of limitations. And here I'll give driving as a prime example. Driving is a prime example. Have you taken a good look at the highway system and drivers and the people who operate vehicles with you? Okay. We all can agree that for us to use the same thing, there has to be a certain amount of guidelines, shall we say. Like, if everybody could just drive on whatever side of the road they wanted, there'd be nothing but chaos and death. I know that. But if we all get together and agree on a set of rules, and this is the part I'm talking about, agree on a set of rules. In other words, through the way it was supposed to have been done. Our representatives in our states would be in charge of the drivers in that state, which is now we're kind of doing that, but then when we go to other states, if they have laws regarding cars that are different than the laws in our state, they will use that as a reason to pull you over and ask you for your papers. When you can't show me in any place any real fact that says making your windows dark does anything but scare the police. Because if it was dangerous, then why did the police cruisers have it? Why did they have it for their comfort? Why did they have it to keep the sun off them while they're out all day in their car, but you're not allowed to because you are below them? The government has elevated itself above you. That's a rule that doesn't need to exist. Me having tinted windows has absolutely nothing to do with other drivers on the highway, whether their windows are tinted or not. And if it did, the police wouldn't do it. But the police do it. Why? Because it's night. It cuts the heat down on you. When you spend all day driving like I do, I would really like to be able to black my windows out. But I can't because some scaredy cat doesn't want to walk up to a window he can't see through. Pull it over. Or grow with set. How many millions of stops happen with nothing happening? Well, cops die from traffic stops, but they don't stop pulling people onto the side of the road. So, do you need rules on which side of the road to drive on? Yes. Should you use turn signals? See, that's not a rule I would require. It's something that would be nice if you would. Again, see, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. We don't need to micromanage every single aspect of driving, and that's what they're doing. You not wearing or wearing a safety belt has no effect on the other cars. You wearing or not wearing a helmet has no effect on the other cars. Speed limits. I do believe there are certain zones where speed limits are required. School zones, absolutely 25. Neighborhood, absolutely 25. Residential streets, you know, in these business areas, you don't need to be doing 100 down there. There's people pulling out from side roads. There's people pulling out. 45, 50 is good on most of that. Parkways. Do 70. I don't care. It's a parkway as long as it has no entrances for side streets. Interstate, Have at it, boys. That's what Montana used to do. But the federal government made them stop it inside their state. Who controls their state? The federal government. Again, we're going back to states' rights versus federal rights. But you don't want to get into that debate because you've already made your mind up exactly what that war was for, and that's 100% what it was for, and it was for nothing else because you're ignorant and you're being led by people who want to divide you. That was about states' rights versus federal rights. States' rights should control the cities and the towns and the roadways. The federal government has no business in that. But see, when you give the federal government that kind of power, it grows. That's what happens with power. It grows. That's why we wrote a document specifically designed to restrict giving the government more power. And it's not even the government getting this power. Who voted on the speed limits? Go research that one. Why do we have speed limits on the interstate? Seriously, folks. And here's what you can do if you want to put some kind of speed limit because you're afraid of people just going crazy. And see, that's the other thing. Of all the people in the room going crazy, it's the government's the ones going crazy. It's the government that's spending billions of your dollars overseas to a foreign country that we have no business in. It's your government that promises that the veterans will have a good life and then abandons them and leaves them homeless while putting up illegal aliens. It's your government who's restricting your right to go get a car that gives you freedom and drill for oil, which would be plentiful, while they will go harness these rare earth minerals. That's why they're called that. They're so rare, they're called rare earth minerals. So we're going to harvest the rare earth minerals to make sure we have power for our cars forever. You guys are so stupid. How the hell can you logically look at that and say that? There are less minerals needed to make batteries than there are oil in the ground. The electrical grid is stretched beyond belief in America. I know. I used to work for the power company for 13 years. And so adding all of these electric cars ain't going to change a thing, right? Man, how can you be so dumb? How can you look at that logically and say anything but, wow, we are screwing up? So now we've gone from just having roads that had a couple of laws, so we have roads that designate that your car has to be right, but the road doesn't. You have to pass inspection, but the road doesn't. You have to have all these safety features, but the road doesn't. And then if you break any of these multitude of laws written by people in agencies that were never voted for, we will take money from you for your safety. Listen to how stupid that sounds. Seriously. You understand how stupid that is? But you people, there's 30% hardcore Americans worship at the altar of government. And boy, are you really in the wrong place. You are so in the wrong place. You need to know what side to drive on. Having lanes is a good idea. And when you instruct people, instruct them as courtesy and not law. There should never be a law about using your turn signal. Here's how it should be. All these things you want to be laws on how people drive, make them a law, but they only come into effect when you have an accident. So in other words, if there's a law to use your turn signal and you don't use your turn signal and then you get in an accident, well, that's a contributing factor is what that will be called. And then based on how big of a contributing factor you put in, you multiply the fines. So in other words, what you say, I was doing everything right and I got in an accident, it was a mistake. Okay, well then you pay for the repair of my car and my medical bills, or I pay for yours, or have that with insurance. You know, you do that. But what you say, now we've come down to that and you didn't use your turn signal. And so I was supposed to owe you $6,000 for the repairs and what have you not. Well, now, because I didn't use my turn signal, we use a multiplication factor based on how severe those crimes are. So in other words, the turn signal is very minor, but still double it. So now I owe you $12,000. Speed limit was 25, I was in a neighborhood, and I was doing 40. I was doing 35. And somebody got hurt, and it was a $50,000 settlement. Well, we were doing 10 miles an hour over, so what we do is we say every 2 miles an hour is a double. So 2 and 4 and 6, and you get up, say, 10 times. So now instead of 50,000, they get 500,000. You have the choice. You have the choice to drive as a sane person or drive as an idiot. It doesn't take your right away to do that. As long as you're good at it as you say you are, you're never getting an accident, then there's never going to be a problem, right? I've done 2 million accident-free miles. Accident-free miles. There you go. I drive fast when I want to. When I don't, I chill. And I'll get out of your way so you can drive as fast as you want to drive, because I don't care how fast you drive. But when you screw up, if you're driving fast, then you should have an additional punishment. And so interstate, the speed limit on all interstate outside of city limits should be like 80 miles an hour. Get out in West Texas and other places, just rock and roll, have at it. And if you get in an accident, it's just an accident. So we need guidelines, and certain places need speed limits, but the entire highway system does not need speed limits. So now we're down to what? The licensing process. Do you look around you, look how everybody drives, do you really think issuing a license makes a difference? Seriously. Do you really think it makes a difference? It doesn't, especially with the driver's test they're given. You know, drive around, hit your turn signals, turn this way, park, you're done. Oh, you're a good driver. So if you're going to half-ass it like that, just go ahead and just say to hell with it. Just say when you want to drive, come get a license. And so we can have your picture and all your information. So we can have your papers in order. See, that's what I'm saying. You really don't need all the laws we have on the roads. You need laws about headlights, but nobody's following those anymore. You know, car coming at you, put your hand up, and you see your skeleton, their lights are so bright. I understand your need to see, but other people need to see too. This is, again, where rules come into play. Anytime you interact with other people, there needs to be ground rules. And that's why I'm saying there's always a certain amount of rules that are needed, or you will have complete chaos. But the amount of rules we have now are far, far, far in excess of what rules are needed for a society to operate. Hell, down here in Chesapeake, Virginia, they're trying to tell you how long your damn dog leash has to be. This is how petty the laws have become. Do we really need a law telling you how long their leash has to be? Because a bunch of Karens crowded a meeting and,
I hate it when your doggy gets in and I, it's stabbing and I don't think they should be able to do it.
That's what we've turned into. Bunch of sniveling little six-year-olds. All you do is you make the person with the dog responsible for whatever the dog does, and that's the end of it. And make it easy. But no. 6 feet leash for your dog. Yeah, screw your laws. I'm not going to obey them anymore. You have got to the point of ridiculous now. I understand a law against murder. Got that one. I understand a law against rape. Got that one. I understand a law against robbery, except the ones that idiots are passing now where they say it's no big deal if you steal up to $1,000. That's my shit. I worked hard for it. But if you shoot them over your property, they'll go after you. Nobody's life is worth it. Well, you shouldn't have been on my damn property. There's always going to be a need for a certain amount of rules, but we have gone way beyond that. We have made life a tedious day of filling out paperwork so that you spend all your time with your head down going, my Social Security number, when was my last? What the hell does all that matter? That's your life. What the hell are you going to write your life down on paper and hand it to somebody? They have turned life into a tedious paper shuffle, and you just keep playing the game. It's just to shuffle this piece of paper, to fill out this piece of paper, to prove that piece of paper, to hand that paper to somebody else. And if you want to start a business, well, I hope you got about $30,000, $50,000 to fill out all the forms. See, they're killing entrepreneurship. They want it to be killed. They don't want the lemonade stand on the corner. How dare you actually think you're free enough to start a business without our blessings? How dare you? How dare you think that you are actually as smart as people who can spend a country $130 trillion into the hole? How dare you think you're as smart as them? You are the shit on the bottom of their shoes. I hear you, the rubes. You heard Obama clinging to their guns and their Bible. I would rather hang out with people who cling to their guns and their Bible than people who hang around with people like that. But here we are. Here we are. So again, I'm not for the total elimination of government. I'm for the defunding of government. I'm for taking our rights back. Nobody should be able to tell you to wear a helmet. Nobody should be able to tell you to wear a safety belt. Nobody sure as hell should be able to pull over and extract a fine from you for doing so. Nobody should be able to tell you to put your damn dog on a leash. See, I lived in the country and we didn't have any of these leash laws and all that bullshit. But you learn to keep your animals where your animals were, because if they come over and they cause the problem over here, they get fixed. And people were curious and thought about the other neighbors. It's such a me society. It's, you watch the videos and you're like, my God, how can you think like that? Because not even in my dumbest young days did I think like these young people think. And see, for those of you who want gun control, I'll give you some gun control laws that I would go with. Because having to register one, bullshit. Have to do a background check, sorry, bullshit. Well, Dan, the criminals can walk in and buy it. I don't care. It's when they do criminal shit with it. But I'll give you that one. So we'll stay with background checks. The background checks ain't going to be no week-long, drawn-out bullshit, and there can't be any record of how many guns you bought. Well, Dan, but that'll make no criminals look, folks. Criminals are going to be criminals. I don't care what laws you make, because that's what makes a criminal. A criminal breaks the law. So no matter how many laws you write, you will never stop crime. And taking the guns away from honest people and making it hard for honest people to get a gun, making it hard for an honest person to carry a gun, benefits only one person, and that is the criminal. That's all it benefits. It benefits the criminal. And all the people who write the laws to take your guns away are protected by people with the guns they exactly want to take away from you, if not even better. So why? Why would you allow that to happen to you? I grew up on a farm. There were guns everywhere. Everybody's house had guns. Behind the door, there was a place where everybody leaned to fucking guns. Nobody shot anybody. Nobody took them to school and gunned down their classmates. You know why? Because we had morals and principles, and we were told that we weren't the biggest thing in the world. But you tell your kids every day, they're so special. They're so tough. Oh, they're so bad. Oh, I can't believe you did that, little Johnny. You just make them the whole damn world, and they grow up with this expectation of the world being like that, and the world's not. The world's a hard, cruel place where you must struggle every day to get by. And then it's up to you to put beauty in that, so that you can go through that world with a smile on your face as part of your journey. Wherever that journey goes, where it's not done here. The electrical spark that everybody measures and says, oh, he's got electrical spark, his brain's got electrical activity. That's you. You are the electrical spark. And the difference between a live person and a dead person is the absence of electrical spark in the brain. So where does that spark go? Because it goes somewhere, because it doesn't just disappear. So that's the next journey. What is the next journey? None of us know. We all have our beliefs. That's why I'm saying I don't have a problem with anybody's beliefs. You can believe that. And that's why with fewer laws, you don't have to worry about somebody putting their religious beliefs on you. Laws should be written. It should be a law, though. No law can be more than 10. Well, let's give them 40 pages. That's what they did the country set up in, and one of the most perfectly written documents ever. You have 40 pages. Now, stop these damn omnibus bills where they put so much shit in there that nobody can check it. Oh, well. Let's take a break. Get this one out of the way. And right back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's ground with agarden.com.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
I think you know that as my favorite commercial. Yeah. It's such a powerful message. I think that's what led me to having this conversation today. And in honor of all the brave people who believe so much in what they believe in that they would put their life on the line. That's rare. That's rare. It's not being taught anymore. Bravery and strength is toxic masculinity. But we were taught to be brave and bold back when I was younger. The reason they don't want you to be brave and bold, it's easier to rule people who are not brave and bold. Can I make it any plainer than that? That's why they have so indoctrinated you. To believe that your government is, oh, it's all for you. No, it's not. We are in the end game, folks. See, this is the arc of everything in history. And, history does apply to you. Come on, folks. This whole history, human nature has been around. And it shows itself. I love these things that kids are innocent until we teach them to not be innocent. Oh, no, they're not. You ever watch two toddlers want the same toy? You ever? Because they sure ain't friendly about it. And that's in their personality. And you'll see that from youth. So, Dan, you're saying that these gender people... No, I'm not. I'm saying that you can be a woman who likes guy stuff. What's wrong with that? Why do you have to go chopping titties off and stuff? Why can't you just be a woman who likes cars and other women? You don't got to go, if you want to dress like a man, dress like a man. But we have come a long way with just two genders, or two sexes. I'm going to quit playing this gender bullshit, too. Two sexes. Male and female. Now, if you want to live your life and you're a dude and you want to dress like a woman and call yourself a woman, go ahead and do that. But don't compete in sports and don't go take places from women. That's what's, it's ultimately offensive that you would vote somebody who's not even a woman as Woman of the Year. Now, if you want to live that way, live that way. You want to date guys, I don't care. I don't. But we have gone past acceptance, and we are now at elevation. They expect us to elevate them at every situation to the top. Why the hell should your life be any different than anybody else's? We all have hard times. People go, white privilege, bullshit. To go to college, I worked a full-time job and went to college. I slept maybe 2 or 3 hours a day. I worked my ass off. I got a student loan and I paid it back. So screw your white privilege horse shit. You want it? Go get it. That's how this game's played. That's why now I'm late in life. When I was younger, I wanted everything. The car, the fake-titted wife, all that. And then that just all turned into a shambles when I decided to go do something. See, I've been listening to a lot of these podcasts with all these women sitting in a room with men. And what's true, 80% of the women leave a man, and most of them leave after he changes jobs because they wanted the money, and that's my ex-wife to a T. She's a principal now. In Williamsburg. was also once on the cover of a magazine, Swingers magazine. That's what I said. I had a wild life. I've done it. I've done it all. And that's why I'm trying to tell you. I don't want to force you. That's the whole thing. If you discover something and you do it, it's good. If you discover something and you force it on other people, that's bad. Even if your intentions are good. We're all here on separate journeys. What might be good for one is not good for the other. That's a fact. That's a cold, hard fact. That's why I'm so for the individual being able to live their life as they see fit to live it. But there does have to be rules in society. Just not all of these rules. Seriously. We have got so many rules that are sold to us in the name of preventing that from happening, but it don't prevent it from happening. Look, I'll put it to you this way, and this is going to piss some people off. I've seen people in homes that were screwed up. I grew up with some of them. Did I ever, hell, my life, I got beat. Child Protective Services now would have pulled me out of the home. And as I look back on it, if it hadn't been for that firm hand, I have no far how off the tracks I would have run. I hated it at the time. I hated it in my middle age. But as I get older, I'm starting to see it from a whole different perspective. And that's why I say, who are you to decide for somebody else? And we have come to that point. Who says which way is right to raise a kid? I've seen kids raised the right way, supposedly, end up way off the tracks. I've seen people who were raised the wrong way are totally good people. You explain it to me. It's because we all have a journey, and we all need that freedom. And the freedom that's being taken away, a lot of people fought and died for. That's the whole point of this holiday. Is to honor them. So let's honor them. Quit giving up what they fought for you to keep. Seriously. Quit it. A lot of people gave a lot, and you're handed it away for the name of safety, which will never, ever, ever exist. Oh, you think you do everything recklessly? No, I never said that. I said you need to quit giving away my rights for safety that will never exist. I didn't say to not do what you want to do. You want to wear a safety belt, wear a safety belt. You don't want to wear a safety belt, don't wear a safety belt. I don't give a shit. But I do give a shit when the government forces you to do it. And they force it with the threat of death. And don't, oh, Dan, here you go. No, prove it to me wrong, folks. Let's just say I don't agree with your speed limit, and I break your speed limit. Let's say I break your speed limit by a lot. First of all, you're going to be super aggressive when you get me pulled over. I've seen the videos. Because if I'm speeding that fast, I've got to be a criminal, right? Guilty until proven innocent. And then after they go through their felony stop and threaten you with guns to kill you at that moment, then you go to court. Or if you don't go to court, maybe I'm not going to play your game. Well, they'll come get you. What if you tell them you don't want to go? They'll forcibly take you. What if you resist? They will kill you. So, yes, folks, every single law in the United States of America was written with the threat of death. And that's in the land of the free. And that's why I think it's very important that the fewest amount of laws be written. And this whole idea that if we weren't governed, we'd be no, the real savages, the real immoral people are in Washington, D.C. Because I travel the country. And I have met some incredibly nice people coast to coast. People that would give you the shirt off their back, help you in any way they can help you. And politicians, how many of them give? Really? Let's get down to it. Well, they love to show up at their country clubs, but how many of them really give to the society they're in? They are so much better than you. That's their mindset. That's the way they believe. They completely believe they're better than you. You look at their actions, listen to the way they talk. Can you get a driver's license? It's the most racist thing ever said. And see, that just assumes that you're too dumb or poor to go get a driver's license. That's what it assumes. You get me? I assume everybody can do everything. And that's the whole thing. They're taking freedom in the name of something that will never, ever happen. And they know it. Unfortunately, you don't. Did you believe them? They're the stripper at the club telling you you're handsome and they want to go home with you as you pour dollars on them. No difference. They stand there and they dangle shiny things in front of you and say, you can have this and you can have this and you can have this, but you just got to give up that. Your money, your freedom. A lot of people fought for this. It's a crying shame to what you just give it away. It is a crying shame to what you give it away. That's what I'm saying. We can limit government. There's so many things that government does not need to be doing. And there's so many things that they need to be doing that they're just not doing because now they're going to let it descend into chaos. That's what they want. That's why they quit enforcing theft laws, because they want people stealing, because they want chaos, because chaos makes everybody go, oh, government, save me, because they've taken away your right to defend yourself from chaos. They took your guns. They made you register your guns. They make it difficult for you to carry your guns. It's easy for a criminal to carry a gun because he's a criminal. He breaks law. He picks the gun up. He puts it in his waistband. He does not give a shit about your concealed carry permit. He does not give a shit about your concealed carry classes. He does not give a shit about one single law. That is why he is known as a criminal, because criminals break laws. Do I have to keep going over this for you to understand it? But you're being told, no. No, criminals are just, they're faced with bad situations. Well, then, I'm sorry. I've been in a lot of bad situations. I've been homeless. I've been all that shit. I've never turned to crime. I dug deeper. I did without. I moved on. But somebody else had worked for their stuff, so I would never take their stuff. We have got to quit rationalizing crime. That's the thing. All these gun laws, all they do is they make it difficult on gun owners. So you might have somebody accidentally carry their gun into some bizarre jurisdiction that wrote some bullshit law in complete contradiction of the United States Constitution, and everybody let it happen because it's an evil gun. And it's for safety. And now we don't have safety and we don't have our guns. We have even less safety because we can't even defend ourselves from the criminals that the cops won't show up to apprehend because they gave up on it, because their leaders told them to give up on it. Because they want everybody to give up, and then that way we can have anarchy, and then they can declare a state of emergency just like they did with the COVID. They can declare a state of emergency and mobilize the National Guard and lock you down in your houses just like they did with the Rona. Don't ever say it can't happen because it already did happen. And it happened because you spineless weasels wouldn't stand up for your rights and say no. But 20% of us did, so we're going to have a lot of property options in the future, shall we say. Highways are going to be less congested. But I never even for once thought, man, maybe I should know why I didn't get any of those things. I'll let my body take care of it. What happens is going to happen. My body will handle it. we should have never got into injecting people. And it's funny, and nobody wants to talk about sudden infant death syndrome has been around for a long time, and now we have sudden adult death syndrome, and now they still don't want to talk about it. Do your research. Do your research. Go into your computer, to your trusted services, and go back and take a look at when autism took off. Take a look at when sudden infant death syndrome took off. Look at the number of vaccines for each year. 75 vaccines are what kids get now. So how do we get to the part of the planet we got to without the 75 vaccines? And we already had too many people. And for all you people who believe in evolution, let me ask you this. If we are to evolve, would not our strength be involving with people who are not ill? In other words, if you have a weak immune system, in the past you would have died. Now you live and procreate. You pass on your weakened immune systems. You pass on your weakened genes to the next generation. Now, see, that's the reality of it. Now, am I saying kill people? No, I'm just saying if you're keeping them alive and you're making all these two new techniques and you're keeping all of these people in the ability to breed, then there you go. We're not really doing anybody a favor, but right now, everybody behind us is getting screwed by what we're doing. They are. 100%. You're destroying what makes us unique. I understand death is a tragedy and a loss to most people. To me, it's not. It is in the fact that they won't be around me anymore. But they're gone. They're moved on. They're on to the next adventure. They may be waiting for me. There may be a million miles down the road. There may be nobody to greet me. Maybe everybody to greet me. It may be, see, nobody knows. We have these visions, but are these visions real? Or is that our mind created? Or did they go? And did they go? Most people say there's something else. Most people don't go, it went black, and then I came back. Nobody ever does that. So the trick here is to make yourself a better person every day for whatever reason. Whether you want to do it because you believe a God will punish you, whether you want to do it because it's just the right thing to do to be respectful to the people who are sharing this ride with you. We're all on the same ride. Just we all have different stops. You get what I'm saying to you? You just need to be a good person every day. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. You shouldn't have to be laws for that. But we've taught our kids, go get it. Go take it. Go take it. It's yours. It's owed you. It's not. It's not owed you. At all. You're here to learn some stuff. Like I said, as I've gotten older, I've figured out all the stuff I wished I knew when I was younger. And that's why you see all these sayings, if I had my knowledge when I was young. So here's the thing. You've heard these sayings. You've heard all these people saying it. Why do you keep ignoring it? I wish I hadn't, but I did. But again, that goes down to now I have knowledge I know versus knowledge I was taught. But a lot of mistakes were made along the way. And you should have the freedom to make those mistakes. Unfortunately, and it's true, you learn more from your mistakes than you do your successes. They're harder lessons. They're harder to accept. They are deep, meaningful, and real. And if you will pay attention to what you were trying to be taught, it'll change a lot of things for you. But again, I always say, I fall on the side of freedom, even if it means things may temporarily be worse. I always fall on the side of freedom. It's our natural default. It's what makes us struggle and fight to survive in a world that we don't even understand. We all have our different perspectives of this world. We all have our different perspectives of the ending, but we all inhabit it together. Whether it be a flat earth or a spinning globe, whichever one you pick. Because again, the only people that have been there have been there by the government. Why? Ask yourself this. And this is, again, and this is a matter, this is why asking why matters. Check this out. Why do 47 countries that hate each other, that can't get along, who never have got along, all agree that one place is someplace nobody should go? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a very, very valid question. Why do all of these places agree that nobody can go there and enforce the fact that nobody can go there? Why? Because there is not one single valid answer to that question. Well, I'm telling you, sometimes you've got to quit this following and thinking you know and start questioning. Anybody can ask simple questions. That's what I did. I asked a lot of simple questions in the beginning. Nobody wanted to ask those. Those were all legitimate questions. Those all turned out to be lies from the government. And July 1st, GovNow goes live. And the digital dollar starts. And the end of your freedom has one more nail in the coffin. Oh, Dan. Look, the same people that lost trillions of dollars and had magical accidents come along after they announced the trillions of dollars to destroy all the evidence coincidentally on one day in two separate locations by total accident with guys with box cutters with no experience flying planes and buildings falling in defiance of the laws of gravity. I mean, those guys. But here. We will honor the people who fought. But now there's more fighting to be done. You must stand your ground. You must never, ever let them muzzle you again. I was willing to fight if anybody approached me. That is my right. And again, I can't. I have no sense of balance. I have my nerves. My balance is screwed up. I'm deaf in one ear. I'm going deaf in the other. This is a reality. This is my life. This is how it happens. This is how it goes. But even when I've been homeless after my divorce, I never gave up. I just took the situation I was in and I made the best of it. I drank way too much. I lost a bunch of my life in just self-pity, say. I'll never let that happen to me again. I was weaker then. I'm much stronger now. And that's what you've got to go through life doing. Finding things that are good, finding things that are bad, finding things changing your life. Being a good person. A good person doesn't mean a pushover. I am definitely not a pushover. But my friends who are my friends know I'm their friend without any doubt. And they know I have their back without any doubt. And you know, if they get screwed with, you're screwing with me too. think it's that one old mobster guy from the mob movies. He goes, I don't have a bunch of friends. He goes, I'd rather have five people that will help me than a bunch of fake people. And see, the fakeness is what I'm talking about. You can say that religion was a bad thing, is a bad thing, whatever you want to say, but I know the people of my age had much more moral foundations. I'll put it to you this way. We didn't have a nursery at my high school because we were all responsible, and we all understood that if we created a baby, we were going to raise that baby, and that was going to put a load on us, but we were going to do it. And I know as a young man, I wished it wasn't that way. I wish it was easier to get laid. But, again, and this goes back to a lot of other things, you're young and dumb, and you don't even know you're young and dumb. And that's why taking a six-year-old who shouldn't even be thinking about sex, and he says, I'm a woman, instead of going, let me help you become a woman, you should look at them and go, who screwed with you? That should be your first question. Doesn't mean that they're crazy. It just means that that's an abnormal thought for a six-year-old to have. You get me? So, here you are, land of the free, home of the brave. Well, it used to be. Doesn't seem so much anymore, does it? Well, let's get this break out of the way. I'll come right back and give you some closing thoughts. It's a holiday, so I'm not going to run long. I'll let Herm take the day off because I'm just going to be the one in here pounding the thing. And here we go, folks. Last commercial.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, buddy?
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gorgeous.
can you hear me now?
Big Trump, all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Well, we're back. We got 9 minutes. So I'll give you what I think of my closing thoughts on today. If you truly want to honor people who gave their lives for your freedom, be free. And free doesn't mean you go out and you do donuts in the middle of the intersection and you act like jackasses. Free means you be a good person in your community and respect those around you. Nobody can deny if everybody respected each other and meant it sincerely and were trying to do the best for their community that the world would not be a better place. There's one thing you cannot deny. And changes don't happen overnight. See, that's the whole thing behind this. America's in the center. If you break it right now, even the radical right and the radical left, the most of the realness is in the center. And we usually live mostly in the center. When you do surveys of people and ask them what they believe, what they don't believe, I hear it, Junior. It's okay. I hear it. You're such a good boy. Thank you. But being a good person is something that's going to take time to change. That's why the pendulum swing versus liberal America versus conservative America. And there's a reason it swings, because we really want to live in the middle, but the people in the far right and the far left keep pulling us. And in the middle, we'll listen to the far right for a while and swing that way, and then listen to the far left and swing that way. It's history, kids. Go look it up. And right now, we're at the far liberal swing. And people go, what does it matter if a drag queen reads to your kids? Because that's what they want. Whether you believe it or not. But, oh, Dan's crazy. No, let me tell you something. I grew up a young boy. I know what's what. And no woman ever hit on me. But a lot of gay dudes did. Whether you like it or not, that's a reality. And why do you want a drag queen to read to your kids? What have they done? Why should we sexualize any young person? They should get to grow up and be a kid. We're so eager to thrust our ideas on them. It's so important that they think exactly like me. No, it's not. Think the way you want to think. I'm going to say my opinion, and I'm going to say it firm and strong because I believe it. If that bothers you, prove me wrong. And folks, right now is a time to make a stand. Because if they get everything they want, you'll have no way. Right now you still have means that don't require any kind of violence. You have means that can still change things without having to go to war. But once they get control of your money, it ain't your money anymore. They're pretty much there. But when they put that last nail in the coffin, it'll be too late. And all the things that were fought for, and all the people who gave their lives for a brilliant idea that created the biggest growth in the world, that lifted more people out of poverty than communism and socialism could ever dream. Actually, they put just as many in poverty as we have raised out. We are a great place. We are a good place. We just have some real hellacious leaders right now. And we have been led astray all in the name of safety. This law will make you safe. This law will make you safe. This law will make you safe. And then that, and when they break that law and it doesn't make you safe, they write another law to make you safe, which will still not make you safe. Because criminals break laws. That's what criminals do. A solemn holiday, folks. As you are out there having your picnics and barbecues, don't forget what brought you that holiday. What brought you that freedom. And don't just honor it with a prayer and a thought. Honor it by the way you live. Don't live safe. Live free. Mel Gibson did not lift up his dress or kilt or whatever you want to call it and say, safety! No, he screamed freedom. Nobody ever fought for freedom. I mean, for safety. Everybody fought for freedom. Because freedom is a good thing. And safety, whether you like it or not, is a very, very bad thing. And you better know that. And you better believe it. And you better come to the table and sit there and go, I'm not going to be ruled anymore. They're your representatives. They are not your kings. Don't allow yourself to be spoken to like you are a second-class citizen by anyone, ever. Don't speak to anybody like they're a second-class citizen. Stand, be firm, and be good. Stand for righteousness. Stand for justice. Stand for strength. Don't let these people tell you it's toxic. It's not. It's a fiber that held this country together for a long time, and we are unsewing it. And so we are unraveling, and you're witnessing it. Why are kids taking guns to school and killing their classmates? Because there's no strength at home. Kids running around in packs like wild animals attacking people because there's no strength at home. You can play this little game and say the world's so much better because women can raise their kids without that bastard man in the house, and then wonder why 80% of those kids in prison are from those exact homes. But it's not those homes causing that. Yes, it is. Because if you reduce the statistic and men raise the kids, they don't end up in jail at that rate. Discipline is something that's needed. Rules are something that is needed. But freedom is the top rung of the ladder, and everything done must be measured against it. So, folks, if you're listening to this, honor the fallen by being free, and you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.